Okay, today's daf is about Metzia daf Tzadi Dalet, and we are up to the last daf in the seventh parak, parak HaSocher HaSapolim, as we move from HaSocher to HaShoel. But first, we have a number of points on Tzadi Dalet before we finish up the parak. So we're going to start with the Gemara on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel of Beis, just one Ha'ara that did not get to mention in the past year, and that is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban, which is an important for Shomrim in general, as we get into that over the past couple of days, and as we continue into HaShoel. The Gemara, I remember, had quoted a couple of stories yesterday about various Shomrim. One of them was someone took a number of animals, Bar Ada Savulah, he was passing some animals over a bridge, and a couple of them bumped into each other, one of them fell into the water, and Rav Papa says, well, you should have taken them one by one. Should have taken them one by one. Yibai, lavure l'cha chada chada. So Tosva says, on yesterday's daf, on Tzadi Gimel, Yibai l'cha nire to l'chashiv l'pshia mehai taima. Right, what type of shomer are we talking about in that case? That he should have, and what type of event? What he said, he should have taken it one by one over the bridge. So what exactly was done wrong? Says Tosfos, that was not a pshia. Wasn't a pshia that, oh, he should have. As we discussed on the whole yesterday's daf, there is a standard of having to do what's expected by people. Like the language on the top line. Natar kedenatri inshi. Right, you have to watch it like others watch it, or higher, as we said later on, Rav Chis and Rabbi Rav Huna, you have to watch it nitirusa yisei rasa, because you're a shomer, which is even higher than the average people's watching their own items. But Tosfos says the fact that he didn't walk it one by one is not a pshia, but kein gneva va'aveda. But it's similar to a gneva aveda. Umechayev, and why you chayev then? Mitaima da, 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 hachi yavi lecha agra, de titanti rusise rasa, because that's why I paid you. So according to Tosfos, it's clear. We're talking about a shomer sachar, and it's like a gneva va'aveda, and that's why you're going to be chayev. If you look at the Ramban says, doesn't sound that way. It's like gneva va'aveda. Why? What? Because you didn't make the animals go one by one, but you let them go a little, not single file? Says the Ramban, says no. The Ikalamemar vadai pshiahi. It is a pshia. Kivan shadarka lios dochva zuazu. Because animals bump into each other if they're next to each other. The heviran kaachas ein kan shmira. Lo ma'ula v'lo p'chusa. No, if you didn't take it one by one, and that's what you should have taken it, so it's your fault. But, the Ramban adds, and this is his chiddush, umir shomer chinam pater. Even though it's a pshia, shomer chinam is going to be pater here. Shelo kibel alav litrach kol kach, elashi shomran umavirin kamosh oseh bishelo. Hilkach avo bi she'en shmira klau, pater. Shalmanas ken kibel. Ramban has a chiddush gadol. He says, you could have a case of pshia, which the shomer chinam would be pater for. Because after all, the assumption, the umdana that people, when people take their animals, they don't assume they're going to have to take a one by one across the bridge. Even though it's somewhat negligent, but you would also do this with your own animals. There's a certain level of risk that you take with your own animals, so I'm allowed to take that with your animals too. Even though halachically it would be called the pshia. What are the chiddushim of this Ramban? Number one, you might say, the Rav Soloveitchik writes in the Rishuna Shirim and Baba Kama that maybe there's Ramban is highlighting the difference between Shmiras Gufo and Shmiras Nezikin. And that is, when I guard something, when I'm watching your animal, I'm guarding it from damaging and from becoming damaged. Right? Two different ideas. So even if you want to say there's a level of Shia Gneva Veda for the animal doing something, but here the animals having to done something themselves, right, bumping into each other, there might be a different type of definition. Because for what is going to do and what happens to it, number one. Number two, there's an example of a pshia that the Shomer Chinam is pater for, right? So is that really a pshia? Right, for Shomer Sachar, the Shomer Sachar would be chayim in this case. That's exactly what was said. So is it pshia for him too? Maybe this is an example of a pshia for one Shomer that you'd be chayim for and a pshia for another one that you'd be pater for. He does not say what Tosfos says, that it's like an Eva Aveda. It's a pshia that you'd be chayav for. Maybe there's a different category, definition of pshia for a shomer sachar and for a shomer chinam. Either way, this is a Ramban that has to be worked over, but it's right here, the Ramban in Babetzia Tzadi Gimel, arguing with the Tosfos. Okay, let's continue. So the Mishnah had quoted different types of cases of animals, what's called an ones, what's not called an ones, and again, Lamaisa, what's the difference for ones or not? Difference for Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar is Chayev B'Gneva Veda, as we know, but not for an ones. As we had yesterday on the Mishnah on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph, the four Shomrim Haim, and this is how now we are getting into the world of Shomrim, as we have alluded to, and had a couple of sugis throughout the Masechta, but this is really the main discussion. So the Mishnah had said in the first line that if there is one wolf that comes, that is not called an ones, because he should have protected the sheep. Two wolves, two ze'evim, ones. That would be an ones. Rabbi Yehuda says, but if it's a time of mishlachas ze'evim, the ze'evim are running wild. They're overtaken. There's a plague of ze'evim, af ze'ev echad ones. Even one ze'ev would be an ones because it's a mishlachat. Says the Gemara, the Hatanya, Zev Echad Ones. How can our Mishnah say one Zev is not an Ones? The Brisa says it is. Amar Rabachon Bar Yitzchak, Hayi B'Shas B'Shlacha Zevim, Rabbi Yehuda Hi. The Brisa is talking about a time when the wolves are running wild, and it is a Mishlachat, so everybody would agree, even one is a problem, is an Ones. Halistim Hareza Ones. The Mishnah continued and said, dogs, and then the Mishnah spoke about Listim. Listim, if armed bandits come, that's an ones. So am I, if a bandit, if a robber comes, so it's one against one. You're a shomer. Come on, stand up for yourself. Am I? Luki gavra lahade gavra. Why is that an ones? Why couldn't he just stand up to the attacker? Answer, amarav, listim mezuyim. The attacker was armed. Right? If the actor was armed, then they have the, advantage, and therefore, we do not fault the, shomer. We say that it was an ones, and therefore he's going to be putter. Right, there is a machlokes we discussed earlier, the question about the gears of the Rambam, whether listim mezuyim is considered geneva or gezela. Right, because we know the difference, the Gemara says in Bava Kama Ein Tes, is the difference whether one is scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, or right, he's mashvek fod evel kfod kono or not. A ganav is worse, because he's not worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's worried about people. Why? Gazel doesn't care about any either. That's why a ganav pays kefel and dalav hay. So, an armed robber, let's say he is wearing a mask, but he's doing it during the day. So is that ganav or is that gazlan? That's not so clear in the Gemara. The beginning of Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam discusses it. Again, a question about the gears to the Rambam. But here the Gemara doesn't get into that issue. It just says that it's considered an ones if this occurs. Good. Ibai Lahu, we'll get back to that Hashem soon about Ashita Tosis we already had. Ibai Lahu, listim mezuyim veroe mezuyim mahu. What if the shepherd is also armed? He's carrying a weapon. Right, so now what? So now is the playing field equal? Mi amrin and uki gavra lahadi gavra. Do we say, well, one against one, and therefore this is no longer called an ones? Right, you're responsible. O dilma no, high maser nafshe, v'high lo maser nafshe. Right, even though they're both armed, the ganav is coming. The ganav knows that he has no choice. He's coming either, Rashi's lashon, to kill or be killed. Right, that's the ganav. Right, high maser nafshe, halistim. Amanaskein ba ole harego la harog v'yikach mamon. Right, he's going all out. The roa could run away. The shepherd could run away, and therefore the ganav will be more moser nefesh. And therefore, if the shomer gives it up, maybe it's still called an ones. Mistavra, the Gemara answers the high moser nafshi by low moser nafshi. Mistama, it would be called an ones in this case. We don't fault the roa, right? The person who's coming in, he has mesiras nefesh. Sometimes we find people in difficult situations have mesiras nefesh beyond the natural, right? Here it's in terms of fighting for oneself, and right? It reminds us a little bit of the Gemara in Yuma, where we allude to it on Yom Kippur, right? The people in Tsaris, the people in difficult straits, they have special powers here, even physically to overpower, be called an ones. But remember the tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim, right? The people, the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kodashim on the way out, he says a special little tefillah, and he says, Hashem, please don't listen to the tefillah of the Ovrei Drachim, of the people who are getting stuck in the rain. Ask the Bali Musar. All of Klal Yisrael needs rain. Millions and millions of Jews needs rain. And because 25 farmers are on their way back, they're stuck in the middle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to their tefillahs? The answer is yes, because they're in a difficult situation. They're Moser Nefesh on their tefillah. Right? Like here, Moser Nafsha. They're in a situation where, you know, Ein Breira, simply they're going to daven hard, they're going to daven hard. Right? Similar also to the Mishnah in Makkos, where the Mishnah talks about that the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim used to bring food to the people who killed Beshogeg. What are they bringing food for? Care packages. Because they're going to daven that their son's going to die. Because these rotzchim b'shogeg are going to daven. The Kohen Gadol is going to drop dead. The answer is because they're away from their family. They're bitsaris. They're alone. They have nobody. Okay, they have a few people. Right? That as the halacha says, the Rebbe has to go, the Talmud has to go. But generally they're away, they're out of their natural habitat, so to speak. So they're going to be moser nefesh in their tefillah. And therefore, that is a special power. So here too, the Gemara says that this ganav is going to be moser nefesh, to be able to protect himself because he's in that difficult situation. So it's not balanced. And that's why it would be called an ones for the shomer. Amar le'Abaya. Abaya continues, Amar be'Abaya le'Rava. Ashkechei roeh. What happens in the following case? The roeh sees the ganav. The shepherd sees the ganav and starts, I don't know, taunting him or boasting to him, there is no way you're going to get any of these sheep. Right? Don't even try. Says the shepherd, Gan v'sarya, you lowly ganav. Right, Rashi, musrach v'yivash, right, or the Gaonim say posheya, biduchta plani asvinan. You know, we are sitting in such and such an area, kach v'kach gavri ikab hadon, these are the number of people that are with us, kach v'kach kalbi ikab hadon, these are the number of dogs we have protecting us, kach v'kach zuksa psikolon. Who are the zuksa? Rashi says, kla'im ha'makalim be'evan, the slingshots with stones. Right, we have a great bunch of people. And even if, well, we'll see if he's saying it, is he taunting him? Is he testing him? Is he just trying to protect the item? Well, we'll see. But either way, if he says this, and the ganav maybe wasn't even interested in coming, but once he hears this, he takes it as a dare, so to speak. And what happens? V'azav ashakaminei, my, what's the halach in that case? Es abaya to Rava, amalei, hare holicha lamakam gdude chayev alistim. Well, there, he took him into the lion's den. And if you come into the lion's den, right, like the Mishnah said, if somebody comes and attacks, then fine, that's an ones. But holichan, if you take him to the area, the bad area where it's known, so then that's going to be your fault. So it's the same thing here, it's going to be your fault. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Simon Shin Gimel, the Sif Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Roeh. The shepherd is boasting, I'm not scared of you. Like the Gemara says here, the roeh is going to be chayev in that case. Says the Maharik in the Tshuva. All the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch quotes this Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Chav He. Afilu haisa kavanas haroeh letova. Kedei lahavchid halistim. Even if the shepherd was L'shem Shemayim, he was trying to say this to actually scare the robber. Don't come here! You know how much we have? He was saying it because he thought that would be a good thing. Afilu hachi chayev, he's still chayev. Dibidibor ba'alma chayev, a shomer sachar. Because the shomer sachar here is going to be chayev, this is not ones. And then he says, miyu dafka b'diadina d'belo diburo lo haviba. But the Marik adds, but he's only going to be chayef if the robber wasn't coming. If the robber was coming anyway, and then he tried this, and then he came anyway, then you can't fault him. He was on his way anyway. Umash, that's the Marik. If you look at the Ksos, the Sma quotes as Marik, but the Ksos also quotes this Marik in Sma and says, it sounds like from his words that only by a Shomer Sachar would he be chayef. Because he has higher responsibility, so that's where, if he makes these threats and tries this protection, he's going to be chayef. But a shomer chinam, who has such a low-level shvira, and he did it l'shem shemayim, so then he's not going to be chayef in that case. Aval shomer chinam imhaya kavanaso letova, kadei lahafchin halistim pater. He did all he could. So therefore, Shomer Sachar, you know, have a little meidak tvei. You should have maybe thought about this a little deeper and realized that ganavim love challenges. And therefore, you shouldn't be saying this to them. But by a Shomer Chinam, we wouldn't have this. That's how the Ksos explains the Maharik right here in Sifkat and Beis in the Ksos. So we'll get another example of a difference between what's expected. A Shomer Sachar has higher expectations, right? Talo Kedev Aveda you're chayef for. But here, it's just, even outside of the world of Kedev Aveda, it's more of kind of just like general behavior. How are you going to behave? So the Shomer Sachar has to think a little deeper, and it has higher responsibility, and we would compare it to a Kedev of Kedev Aveda, and not just Pshia. Okay, or not even Ones. What's just 1 minute on slingshots, right? It says here that we have he boasts that he have zuk sapsika, right? Kind of a zuk sapsika lot. We have so many slingshots, right? The most famous slingshot thrower in all of history was David HaMelech. David HaMelech only needed one, even though he took five flat stones. He only needed one to plant onto Goliath's head and make him fall. But there's an amazing pasuk. In Yonah Diyoma, having to do this year's cycle, we are in Yonah Chanukah and in Yonah Miketz, has to do with both, right? Where the pasuk describes, the slingshot of David after he hit Goliath in the face, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yizayin Pasuk Memtes, Vayachaz Aplishti Al Mitzcho, Vatitpa Ho'evet Bemitzcho, Vayipol Al Panav Artsa. And he falls flat on his face. And the Mefarshim ask, the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz asks in Maimer Tezayin, the Sichas Musar, usually when you get hit in the forehead, you fall backwards. You don't fall forward. And here the Pasuk says Beferish that after Goliath got hit in the forehead, he fell forward. You know, what happened? So explains the Sichas Musar, once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a nes for Klal Yisrael or for a certain Jew in order to give them kind of a divine kiss. Kind of show them that he loves them, and he appreciates everything they do. David HaMelech, he's a long giant. Imagine if he would fall backwards, like naturally, he would have to walk a long way to then cut off his head and get rid of the plishtim. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes him fall forward. Doesn't have to walk too much. And in that way, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed his love. Nimseinu lemeidim, sheneis zeh, right, where's the Lashon? Kadei shalo yitzar David leilech lachtoches rosho, Rashi already says that. Sheneistakar David achshav shtemesre amo zeratayim, shekamazer goliaz, sheisha amos vezeres v'chulu. So, explains the Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, exactly the point, based on that Rashi. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give David a divine kiss. Where else do we have this? Avram Avinu, the Archaim HaKadosh points out, on the Pasuk in Bereishis, Perek Yud Gimel, Sonei Nechor Eimen HaMakam Shara Tosham. Stand there, and I'm going to show you Eretz Yisrael. Tzafona V'negba V'kema V'yama. Archaim HaKadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swiveled the world around for Avram Avinu to be able to see all the directions of Eretz Yisrael. But he swiveled the world, because it says, look, and I'll show you all the directions. Archaim says, Avram didn't have to move. He just looked in one direction, Hashem swiveled the world. Again, what do you need that nace for? Or, relating to Yonah Chanukah, right? Well, obviously, the famous question, the Pnei Yeshua and others, what do you need the nace, right? Tumah Hucha Betzibur, you don't need Tahar oil, right? What do you need that nace for? Or, Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, right, in these parshios, and what happens? He gets, Rashi quotes, Nachot Zari Velot, he happened to go on a caravan that was carrying amazing spices. Amazing spices, Nachot Zari Velot. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want Yosef to smell that bad, foul-smelling odor that usually caravans of, you know, Yishmaelim and Yanim, you know, how good would they have smelled? What does Yosef need that for? Yosef really cares about what it smells like on the way down to Mitzrayim. He was just sold by his brothers. Yeah, a little bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a little. I'm still with you. I still have the connection to you. That's Yosef, that's David, that's Avraham, that's Chanukah, right? All related to the most famous slingshot thrower in history, and that's this week's, this line in the Gemara that the Shomer boasts about the slingshots that they have. They're all trying to be like David HaMelech. Okay. We continue now. Last Mishnah in the Perek, and again, I think as I have said in the last year, which was put up from the last cycle, it's interesting that the Prakim, right, these last two Mishnahs are really starting the world of Shomrim, leaving the world of workers, and really it could have been a new Perek, but it's really related to the following Perek. Here we go. Master Shomer Chinam Lios Pater Mishvua Vashoel Lios Pater Milashali. Even though we are rules and regulations in the Torah about Shomrim, right, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, all the different rules, but at the beginning of the acceptance of the responsibility, they can make a tnai to have less Shmira that they want. Or Shomer Chinam can make a tnai that I'm not going to have to swear that something happens. I'm not going to have to swear, right? Pater Mishvua. Vashol and a Pater could make a tnai that he's going to be Pater for paying. The Shol is high on everything, but he can make a tnai. Nosi Socher Vasocher, Lios Peturin Mishvua Milashalev. And a Shomer Socher and a Socher, right? They can make a tnai that they're going to be Pater. First part of the Mishnah. Every part of the Mishnah here is crucial and significant. The first line of the Mishnah says, Shomer Chinam can make a tnai that I'm Pater from a Shvua. Can he make a tnai that he's Pater even from Shia? Would that work? Here, he's pater from a shvua, meaning you're going to believe me if I say whatever I say, even without swearing. But what if I say, I want to make it tznai that I'm going to be pater even if I am negligent? Does that work? Are you allowed to do that? So if you look at Tosfos on yesterday's daf, on the end of Tosfos E, sounds like that it's possible. Sounds like it's not mefurish, but Rabbeinu Yehonasan of the Shiva Gubetza says, no way. You can't say that. You're going to make a tznai that even if you're negligent, you're going to be pater. So what makes you a shomer? That's the baseline of shmira. A shomer, by definition, accepts some responsibility. If you're going to have no responsibility, no matter what happens, you're going to be pater, then you're not a shomer. A shomer, by definition, says the Rabbeinu Yehonasan, has to have responsibility. You can't be a shomer in name without having anything to not have any ischaivus. He says, Lefi she'ein shtus kazeh ola al hadas. Adam she'yasa she'epater mipshia. Such a foolish nonsense, says Rabbeinu Yehonasan. She'im kein lo nikra shomer ela mazik. Ooh, you're not going to be a shomer, that you're just going to be a mazik. V'lo masro lo ki'im l'shamra. And he has this item to watch. Okay, a higher level shmirah you can. But pshia, avali pasha ba'en ein echan mikol elu dalet shomrim sheyasne liftar atzmo. That's Rabbeinu Yehonasan, and also that goes Ashri. Also quoted here, he quotes it in the name of Baruch Mi Regensburg. Midalo nakat gabi shomra chinam lios pate mitashlumin. Right, so that's an important rule that you can't be pater from Shia. Because if you're pater from Shia, then you are not a shomer at all. That relates to what we discussed already twice already in this Pesachta, the Shita of the Rambam. And the Ravid argues, and others argue, the Rambam, we spoke about this the first time probably, back on Nun Vav or so, where the Mishnah describes the four items that are excluded from Ona'a and from Shvua, right? Avadim, Shtaras, Karkos, Hekdeshos. They don't have Kefal, Dalav, Hei, Shemachidin, and Nishma, Shemachachachin, and Mishalim. So we discussed on that Mishnah back on Daf Nun Vav, the Ramam Shita, that even by Avadim and by Karka, Pshia, you're going to be Chayef for. The Mishnah specifically says you're not going to be Nishba, but if you were Poshea, you're going to be Chayef. Tosfos there argues. Why? Because the Ramam's formulation, like the Rabbeinu Yonasan says right here, Poshea is Kamazik. Poshea is like a, just like smashing something, right? Even though somebody who's not a shomer who's poshea is not considered a mazik, but a shomer who is poshea is called a mazik, and therefore you're going to be chayev even for all of these other items because they're just excluded from the world of shmira. But here you're no longer a shomer, and therefore in the world of shia you're going to be, or I think you're for sure going to have to be chayev. Either you're not a shomer, you're just because you're a shomer that's a poshea, you're a mazik. Right? You can formulate it different ways, or as Rabbeinu Yehonasan says here, you have to at least have a baseline of shia in order to be in the world of shomer. Okay, again, a big sugya, but we'll continue. Says the Mishnah in the next line, anyone who makes a tnai against what the Torah says, the tnai is batel, it doesn't work. Why? As we know from elsewhere, the source for Tzoyim is the B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven at the end of the Sefer by Midbar, and you have to follow their rules for Tanai. V'chol Tanai she'yish ma'isa b'tchilaso Tana obatel. And any Tanai that has an action at the beginning of it, Tana obatel. What exactly does that mean? So it's Rov Rishonim against the Rambam in a few places. Rashi here says, and Rov Rishonim say, that we know there are, the third parak in Kiddushin, Mishpatei HaTznaim. There are rules and regulations how Tznaim have to be formulated. Right? It has to be possible. I can't make a Tznai, that's impossible. If I make it that's impossible, then the whole Tznai is null and void. It has to be Tznai Kuffel. It has to be, if this, then this, and if not, then not. You have to have both formulations. All of these conditions learned out from B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven. If you go fight Chalutzim to you, then you're going to get this land, and if not, not. The Rambam lists off all, based on the Mishnayos in Kiddushin, but the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, has the Mishpatei HaTznaim. Tznai Kafol, Hain kodim olav, you have to say the positive before the negative, which itself is unclear totally. What's the positive? What's the negative? What if the tnai and the action, if it rains tomorrow, I'm not going to be married to you. If it doesn't rain, I'm going to be married to you. So what's the positive? What's the negative? Which one? Not so clear. Okay, but that's the rule, in any case, conceptually. So number one, you have to have tnai kafel. Number two, hain kodim olav. Number three, you have to have tnai she'efshar l'kaimo, as we said. And then the fourth one, the Rambam says, you have to have tnai kodim l'maisa. So what does that mean? The tnai before the maisa. So Rov Rishonim say, what does that mean? Rashi says right here, it's all about formulation. I have to say, in the example that I just gave, if it rains, then I'll be married to you. I can't say I'll be married to you if it rains. That doesn't work. It's all about formulation. Because, based on Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein, fine. The Rambam has a different shita, a very mechudash shita. What does it mean, tnai kodim l'maisa? It means, says the Rambam, skip to halachas, hilchas, ishas, perek vav, halacha dalet. You know what the problem is about what's maisa kodim l'tnai? If you actually did the maisa and then want to make a tnai. You got married, and then you gave the woman the money, and then you said, oh, I'm going to ask that a raise. What? That's maisa kodim l'tnai. That doesn't work. You have to have tnai kodim l'maisa. According to the Rambam, it sounds like it doesn't make a difference how you formulate it. It just has to be before the action takes place. Which all the Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the Rambam talking about? After you did the Maisa, of course you can't make a condition. You already did it. Right? You didn't make a condition beforehand. But that's the Rambam's Lashon. Avalam Amar lo hari amukudeshes li bediner zeh. V'nosan adiner biyada. You gave her the money. V'hishlim atzanai biyamar. And then you said, im titri li matayim zuz te mukudeshes vim lo titri li lo te mukudeshes. Hare atznai batel, shari hiktim maisa, v'nosan biyada v'achar kachisna. Maybe the Rambam is bothered. What difference should it make? Which way you formulate it? That's why he doesn't like that. That he doesn't agree to all the other Rishonim. But the Ravid says, lo zu aderech, el afilu amar kakol kodim ha-maisa, v'achar kachnosan adinar, hare atznai batel, mishum delo domi l'tnai b'yigadu b'nei ruvein, sh'amru im yavru, tainu tnai, v'hadar unisatem. The hainu maisa. V'zeh lo amar kein, el amar harea mukudashes, tainu maisa, v'hadar hatnai. But that's what this line of the Mishnah is referring to. If you have a tnai before the maisa, that's good. If you have tnai, sheyesh maisa b'tchila, so that's bad. And as we just said, Rov Rishonim against the Rambam, what that means. And finally, v'chol efshar lo l'kayimo b'sofa, v'sayimo b'tchila, so tnai kayim. As long as it's possible to fulfill. So right here, we also have the Mishpatei Atznaim mentioned. You have a number of them, not all of them. You don't have tnai kafel here. But that one is mentioned back in the Mishnah in Kiddush. Okay, again, there's so much here, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Amai Masa Mashakaz Bataru, Vukamasa Mashakaz Bataru, it's no batel. How do you put together the first line and the second line of the Mishnah? The second line of the Mishnah says you can't make a tnai against a category of the Torah. The first line of the Mishnah says, Asher Rechinam can make a tnai for this, and Asher Mesachar can make a tnai for that. Says that Mamish against what we just said, right? It's a stira within the Mishnah. Answer, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who says to Omar, B'davar shebemamo tzno kayam. You're allowed to make a condition against what it says in the Torah in the world of Dini Mamanus. Only in the world of Isser v'Heter you can't. Titania, where's that? Bryce and Titania, the Bryce says in five other places in Shas. Homerly, Shari Amukudesh is Liamanas. Shein lechalai sherksus va'ona. A man says to a woman, I'll marry to you, Amanas, that I do not have any obligations to you. Sherksus va'ona, I don't have to buy you clothing, I don't have any physical obligations for you. Right? Areza Mukudeshes, the tnai works, I'm sorry, the marriage works, v'tzno batel, and the tnai falls away. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you can't get married without these obligations. So guess what? You're married with the obligations. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir says, you can't be masna mashakasa batorah, even in monetary law. So the husband is chayiv in all the monetary law as well. Rabbi Yehuda is machadik. Rabbi Yehuda says, find the ona, right, that you can't get out of, that you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'davar shebemamo tno kayam. But the financial obligations, so you can make a tnai on mashakas b'torah. It's not a great thing to do, right? You're not a tzaddik, right? You're kind of undermining what the Torah wants, but it is not impossible. That's what the Mishnah is like, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll make a comment that we usually make when we say quote this brisa. Says the Gemara, "Mi matzis mukbas like Rabbi Yehuda." Can the Mishnah really be following Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Ema seifa. But look at the next line of the Mishnah. Kol hamasa mashkas batara tno batel. The next line doesn't sound like it's limited at all. Sounds like anyone who makes a Tanayim Hashagaz Batorah. Right, so Batal, so how do you work that out? So Gorin Halakasha. Okay, Lolam Rabbi Yehuda, he really is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Fine, the second line of the Mishnah is not referring to all cases, it's referring to non-monetary cases. That's where the Tanai would be Batel. But regarding monetary cases, that's the first line of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, okay, continue. So you're saying both lines have are Rabbi Yehuda? What about the third line? Ema Seifa, Kol Tanai Sheishba Maisa Betchilaso Tano Batel, Man Shamis Leit Isle Hai Svara. Who is the one that has this principle? Who is the one that holds up the rules and regulations of Tanoim? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one there in Kiddushin. Detanya Abba Chalafta Ishkar Chananya. Amar Bishum Rabbi Meir. Tanai Kodom LeMaisa Hareza Tanai Maisa Kodom LeTanai Eino Tanai. Question mark. So Rabbi Meir is the one that holds up. The Ritva notes here, we don't have explicitly anywhere that Rabbi Yehuda or others argue on Rabbi Meir, right, by a number of the Mishpatei HaTznoyim. By Tznai Kuffel we have a Machlokas. But by the others, we have Rabbi Meir holding of these principles, but it's not Mefurish. But the Ritva says, Mistama, it's a package deal. That's an important line of the Ritva. All of these four Mishpatei HaTznoyim, right? Rules and regulations of Tanai. The Ritva says, even though we don't have Mefurish arguing, V'dilma Maikusha, Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi. He says, Mistama, Kihechi, Depligi, Depalig, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Tanai Kafel, Delo Garmina, B'Tanai Begadab, B'Nei Ruvain. If Rabbi Yehuda argues on Tanai Kafel, that's Mefurish. That you don't need to double. If yes, then yes, and if no, then no. So if he argues on that one, Hachanami Palig Bitznai Kodem Lamaisa, Tahari Meir Travayim Megadabane Ruve Gamar Lahu. So Mistama, it is a package deal, and that's why the Gemara assumes this way. And also the Gemara would rather make it all going like one opinion. But either way, that's what the assumption of the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Ella, Kula Rabbi Meir, you're right. Fine, switch it. The whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir's opinion, what do you mean? So how can you make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah? Even by Dinei Mamonos, how does the first line of the Mishnah work? Vishaini Hacha. Answer, here is different. Why? Demeikara loshibe nafshe. Originally, he wasn't mishabed himself. This is one of those lines of the Gemara that you know is important. You just got to figure out what it means. Meikara loshibe nafshe. What is that saying? So, Rashi explains. Afilu teima resha. Rashi says, the big Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Gemara. Even masa shamachinam lihipater. The whole thing could be like Rabbi Meir. Why? Middle of the Rashi. Vishomer lo nachis l'shmira d'mashach l'behema. When does chiyuvei shmira start? When he pulls the animal. V'hai ki mashach kvar pirish amana she'en lo alav shvua. V'lo shibei nafshi le'rei b'tara shomer elo l'miksas. Says Rashi, this isn't going against what the Torah says. The Torah says there's something that's called a shomer chinam. So, before I'm a shomer chinam, I say, you know what, I hereby accept to be half a shomer chinam. That's going against what the Torah says. The Torah has shomer chinam, shomer sachar. So I'm allowed to say, I'm only accepting this. Because it's a different time. It's not like marriage. You can't be married halfway. There's no marriage mixas. You could be, because it's a monetary context, so you can accept half responsibilities. Marriage, you can't do that, as Rashi continues. Right? But what do you say? Aval Mahamakadish is the Isha. Michi Omarla, Hariam Kudeshisli. The second that you say, Hariam Kudeshisli, is Kachala. The marriage kicks in. You can't split a marriage. You could split a responsibility of Shmira. And therefore, that's what Shibeid Nafshe means here. If you look in the Ritva has an even starker Lashon. Don't compare Shomrim to all the other contexts of Masla Mashkasa Batorah. By the other context, there are mitzvos and averos. There are chiyuvim and exemptions or zechuyos that the Torah describes. But here, by shomrim, it's all about umdana. It's all about a mutual agreement between us. Right? So there are categories of the Torah, but that's very different than these other contexts. He says, "Va'nachon be'enai," says the Ritva, "Tahashomrim lo dami li'idav de'itbaru b'atavat kosav Torah." So he's saying it on a more fundamental level than Rashi. So he says, "De'bekulu idach azhar." By all the other contexts, The Torah warns you by ona'a, al tonu iser zakeh. There's an iser da'araisa by ona'a, and that's why you can't be masne against having ona'a. Shmita, lo yigos. You can't give a loan al menas that I'm going to collect, because the Torah says, don't collect. Sherksus, lo yigra. There are lo sases in the Torah. Ube'elu rachmana kapiluhu. Hilka kol shemasa kenegazem masal mashek bi Torah. Avo b'dinei shomrim, lo gali kruk peda. V'lo azir ole, ela shlo yipater. V'lo azir ole shlo yipater b'dinei shomrim. There's a lo sasa here. The Torah creates a category of watchmen. So you want to create a different category of watchmen? Okay. What are you doing wrong? Right? By the others, you're trying to create a different type of marriage, a different type of transaction, a different type of loan. Right, so that, the Torah says, usser. Here there's no isser, and therefore it's not a problem. That's Me'ikara Loshibi Nafshi Rashi, and expanded upon by the Ritva. You know what, let's continue a little more, and then there's so much here. Tana. U'matza Shabbat Sachar Lios Kishoel. Ooh, the Brisa says you could also go up. You don't just go down, but go up. It is an interesting question conceptually. If you have a Shomer Sachar that's Chayv and Onsen, so what makes him a Shomer Sachar? Right, he's chayv and osim. Doesn't that just make him a shoel? A shoel, like we saw, a shomer sachar. Right, we said shomer, the case in the Mishnah. Shoel can make a tonight to be patur milashalim by onsin. So, what makes him a shoel? Why is he just a shomer sachar? So there might be certain other nafgaminas, but it relates also to the major issue related to shomerim. How much are they four different categories? How much are they really one sliding scale? You go up and down the line of Shmira, more chiyuvim, less chiyuvim, but they're not fundamentally different. Shoel sounds fundamentally different. Shoel, as we're going to have a whole parak starting in the next parak. But either way, this is part of the issue. So a shomer sachar could accept higher Shmira. Bimai bedvarim. Right, what, just by saying? You can accept higher hiskayvas just by talking? Amar Shmuel b'shekano miyado. Shmuel says, no, you made a kinya chalipin. Number one, even without kinyan chalipin, yes, you could accept it. Just by the fact that this person is giving me his item to watch, you know, so I know everybody's talking about me, that I'm a very ne'eman person, that hana'a that I get is enough for me to then commit myself to the higher standard. And you don't need a kinyan chalipin. That itself is enough. Good. Last one. We're up to the impossibility tonight. The last line of the Mishnah. Let's just do this first. Chosh Avshalom the Kaima Besova v'chulo. Amar Avtavla Amar Rav. Zude Rebbe Yehuda Ben Tema. Avachachamim Omrim. Avavishiyevshalom the Kaima Besova v'isalam itchilaso tzno kayim. The Chachamim say even if it's impossible, the Tanai still works. Meaning the Tanai is never going to be fulfilled. So therefore, just the Maisa's batal. Titania, this is your get almanas that you fly in the air. It does not mean in an airplane. It means, you know, just in air. Almanasha teradilu to home. Almanasha tivli'i kana shalmeya ama. That you go down to the depth, that you swallow a humongous reed. Almanasha tabriyas ayama gadol baraglecha, baraglech, niskayim atanai, hareza get, lo niskayim atanai, eno get. So it is a good tanai, which will never be fulfilled. Rebuta Mentema Omer, Kaze get. No, it is a get. It's a get. You can't make such a tanai. The tanai falls away and the get is good. Klalam Rebuta Mentema. Kosha EF Shalokaima Basova Visala Mitrilaso Enu Elamafliga Bakasher. Any tanai that is impossible, we assume that you're just saying words, exaggerating, and you don't really mean it, and therefore Kasher, the get is kasher, even if the tanai is not fulfilled. Amar Nachman Amar Rav, Halacha, Kribhuta Mentema, that you cannot make a tanai that is impossible. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Masizan Amideka, the Mishnah also sounds that way. Diktani, Kol She'efshalo L'kaimo B'sofa, V'shalo B'tchiloso, T'no Kayam. Ha'efshalo L'kaimo T'no Batel, Shema Mina. So the Mishnah is also Meduyik that way. Tosfos is bothered. What Masizan Amideka usually means, you can be Medayik it from the Mishnah. Here, it says it in the Mishnah. You don't have to, like, even think hard about it. Tosfos discusses that question in Dibur Maskal Amar. You know, why do you say it's a diuk if it's mefurish? Just two other points to finish the parak. Number one, so we've been talking all about these mishpatei hatznoim. So what do we paskin? What do we paskin by all the mishpatei hatznoim? So the Ritva is mechalek. The Ritva says, well, right here, The Gemara says, we paskin like the last one, the Yudim Etema. So we paskin about Tnai She'efshar L'kaimo. That we paskin like. That's what the Gemara says we paskin like. That is the Ritva. V'lo Kasha L'maik D'chaimlan. Elsewhere you find that we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir by Tnai Kafel, or he says, She'ain kol dikduke Tnai Shavin. Tipit Tnai Kafel, pein kodim l'la, pein Tnai kodim l'maisa, efshar, d'lo kaimlan Rabbi Meir. The Ritva says, you can be mechalik between the four Mishpatei Atznoim. We pass it like this one and not by the other three. The Rambam, if you remember, I just started reading it before, the Rambam says, no, we pass it like all four. Maybe once the Gemara says we pass it like this one, we see it's automatic we pass it like the other, because remember, it's a package deal. We learn all of them from Mishpatei, which is interesting. The Ritva beforehand gave that impression also that it's a package deal. But here the Rambam says it's a package deal, and therefore we pass it like all of them. And they all go together, even though Mefurish, the Gemara only says, we were paskin like this one. Also, a big sugi in Tanoim is how much are they umdana, how much are they formal requirements? Is it that if I don't make a double tonight, if I don't do this, and if I don't make these formulations, I'm not serious? Or no, even if I know I'm very serious, but you still have formal requirements to fulfill, which relates to the last point to make in the parak. And that is the question of the Rishonim in Ksubis on Daf Nun Vav. What does Rabbi Meir say? What does those last lines say? Let's say the Tanakama. Or Rabbi Yudim Atema. Sorry. What does Rabbi Yudim Atema say? If you make a Tanai of an impossibility, the Tanai falls away in the Maizas Kayim. Why should that be? A man says to a woman, this is your get, Almanas, that you fly through the air. So he does not want to give her a get unless she flies through the air. And what is the halacha? What do we paskin? Even if she does not fly through the air, the get is good. Was that his das? He didn't have das. So you want to say the whole thing falls away? Fine. Amanas, like the case we said earlier, Rabbi Meir says, I'm married to you, Amanas, that I don't have chiyuvim of sherksos va'ona. What does Rabbi Meir say? Tough luck, you're married anyway with all the obligations. That wasn't my das. So you should say, you're not married, you don't have obligations. And yet, what is the halacha? No, you do have the obligations, and you're married. Why is that? So Tosfos says, we've quoted this many times, Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Nun Vav says, because the whole world of Tznoim is a chiddush. I do a maisa, I marry a woman. Why should my words have any effect on that maisa? Dvarim on a maisa? I do a maisa. The whole idea that a tznai could work is a chiddush. You learn it from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. It's not logic. It's a chiddush. And therefore, the Torah could say, Ein lecha bo ela chidusho. You're doing a marriage. The act is weighted to work. So you're holding it back because of the tznai. So fine, but only if you make a good tznai. A halachically valid tznai. If the tznai is not valid, so then I'm sorry, but the tznai is going to fall away because Ein lecha bo ela chidusho. Number one. If you look in the Tosfos HaRosh there in Ksubis, we don't always quote this one, Tosfos HaRosh says, maybe a different svara. Deep down, every Jew wants to do what the Torah wants. And therefore, if you're masal mashkas b'Torah, we say, you know, it's like the Rambam in Hilchos Gerush in Beis Chaf. You know, every Jew wants to do the right thing, but it's the Yetzer Hara that's forcing him not to. So if we rip off the Yetzer Hara, so then, you know, will allow you to do what you really want to do. So also here, maybe that's why the sign would fall away and the marriage would be kai. Okay. Hadrullah Chazor Chazapolim, here we go, Perek. Hashoel Asapara, the fourth of the Shomrim. Hashoel Asapara v'shal ba'ala aleha. So we know a Shoel is chayiv, a borrower is chayiv in everything, almost. It's chayiv in Shia, and Gneva Veda, and Ones. There are two pturim of a Shoel. Number one is Mesa Machmas Balacha. If it dies as it's working, that's not what our Mishnah is talking about now. The Mishnah is talking about the other ptur, Ba'alav Imo, or Shmira Babailim. What does that mean? If Reuven gives out he's mashil his cow to Shimon, but at that time it happens to be that Reuven also works for Shimon. So Reuven is the Eved of Shimon, even as Shimon is borrowing Reuven's cow. That's Ba'alavimo. And the crucial moment is at the time of the She'elah. If at the time of the She'elah, the time of the Hash'alah, Reuven is not only being a Mashil, but he's also already has a commitment of being an Eved, of being a Shoel, of being a Socher to the Shoel, so then there's Ptur. There's a Ptur. Hash'alah Zapar V'Shoel Ba'ala'ima, O Socher Ba'ala'ima, either a Shoel or a Socher, Shoel Habayelim O Socher, and V'Yacharkach Shoel Zapar V'Mesa, or as long as it existed, either at the time or beforehand, Patur, Shnei Amarim, Balavi Mo, lo yishalem. That is the halacha of ba'alav imo. Aval, but, shal asapar v'yacharka, shal asabayalim. What if first Shimon borrowed the cow? At the time of the she'ela, there was no ba'alav imo. And only afterwards, the Achakach Shol HaSabayalim, and afterwards Reuven accepts to be a Socher or a Shoal of Shimon, Osachran V'mesa Chayiv. Shenemar Balavi Nimo Shalem Yishalem. The critical moment in time is the moment of the She'ela, not the moment of the Ones later on. That is the Mishnah. Let's continue for a little bit, and then we'll talk about the Svar. Midiktani, Seifa V'achakach Shol HaSapara, for the fact that the second half of the Mishnah is that if it was in order, first you have the relationship. First, Reuven works for Shimon, and then Shimon borrows the cow, Michal Dereisha, Diktani, Ima Mamish. So it sounds like from the Reisha, it means exactly the same time. Because the Mishnah spoke about all three cases. The Seif of the Mishnah was about, first came the She'ela. The first half of the Mishnah spoke about the same time, or first came the other relationship. So Ima must mean literally. Ima mamash mishkachas la. Can it actually happen at the same time? It's two different mechanisms. Parah b'mashicha. How do I borrow a cow? By pulling the cow. Ubailim ba'amira. How do I accept to be your shomer for something else? So that is by words. So one's going to happen before the other one. Right? The Nimuki Yosef says here that the Amira is as if he started to guard it. Right? It's considered, you know, something with teeth that's tangible. So how do you have exactly the same time? So Yibai Yisema, a couple of answers. Yibai Yisema go to Kaima Par Bechatzero de Shoel, to Lomechzer Meshicha. Well, maybe the cow is already in the Chatzer of the Shoel, so he doesn't even have to pull it. So it's all about words. They say it's not going to start until I'm going to be the Shoel, you know, your Shoel, right when you pull my animal and become a Shoel from me. Okay, period. There is a major question also in the Mefarshim. Is there a Svara for Shela B'Bailim? We mentioned this once before, a week or two ago. Ba'alav Imo, most assume it's Xeris HaKasif. If you look in Tosfos, on a daf 2 days from now, Tzadi Vav and Aleph. Tosfos says, in Tosfos Sha'al. Tosfos says, the Tosfos Vinisha. The Yesh Lomar. The Hasam Svaro Yishan Lefi Mashaganav. Avel She'ela Bebailim Ein Svara Liftar. Vahave Kechidish. Ve'ein Lechavo Elechidusho. Tosfos says, She'ela Bebailim is a Gzeras HaKasif. Just because I'm a Shoal for you, why should that affect when you're a Shoal for me? What difference should it make? So ultimately, it's a Xeris HaKasif. But there are two Svaras given in the Rishonim. The Sefer HaChinuch says, we mentioned this, in Mitzvah Samach, well, in certain cases, if you're working for me also, then you're going to be around my property. So you should be able to guard your own animal, even though I'm watching it. And even though you might not be around, lo plug. Okay, that's the chinuch. That it's kind of like you're because you're my worker too, so you should be able to watch your animal as well. The svarno in on the pasuk in Mishpatim, Berachah Beis Pasuk Yudal, it says, well, the fact that we're both shoalim to each other is kind of like mutual trust. If you're working for me, I'm working for you. That kind of shows that, you know, we're kind of mochel each other. We trust each other, and therefore, if balavimo, then I'm going to have less achrayis. So both of those are more of like umdenis. But if you look in the Ralbag. And if you look in the Torah Tamima says this without quoting the Ralbag, the Torah Tamima says that, I wrote it here, the Torah Tamima says that a shomer cannot wear two hats. It's a fundamental halacha. And that is, if I'm a shoel, I can't be a mashil. And if I'm a mashil, I can't be a shoel. The second that I mashil you something, but then I work for you, then the whole thing falls away. Then it is not, you're not going to have chiyuvim because you can't be two. Dibichlal, I'll read from the Torah Tamima this time. V'yevshalomer hasvara bazem mishum she dibichlal yevshal adam echad sheyia ba'es ubona achas mishubad u'mishabed leish echad u'ba'ofan kaze ein ashibud shelo lezulaso shibud gamur u'v'lachein imhayu abaylam shulam la'ashoel shuv yevshal shishtabil la'ashoel laz. Which, by the way, that pshat fits beautifully. That's why it goes by the Shas She'ela and not the Shas Ones, because it goes by a formal definition of who you are. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah said 2 days ago. Yesterday's daf. Right. Arba Shomer Mehem, Shomer Chinim, Vashol Nosisachar, Vasocher. Shomer Chinim, Nishma, Lakov, Shol, Mashalim, Mesakol, Nosisachar, Vasocher, Nishma, Malashur, Valashvuyah, Valameso, Mashamar, Sagneva, Zaveda. Esaveda, Sagneva. That was the quote of the Mishnah. So, Mina, Hani, Mili. How do you know this? What's fascinating is that the Torah does not explicitly talk about the other Shomrim besides Shoel. It says V'chi Yishal in Mishpatim. But the other Shomrim, it has a few parshas of Shomrim, and we have to figure out which one it's talking about. Very unusual. Why doesn't the Torah just say what Shomer we're talking about? One context says, oh, he's Chayiv and Shia. One says Chayiv and Avaveda. The Torah leaves it up to us in Torah Shebaal Peh to figure out which section is talking about what. Maybe also alluding to the connection between all of the Shomerim. The Tanur Abanan. B'parshim Nemar B'Shomer Chinam. Shniya B'Shomer Sachar Shlishas B'Shoel. So the Gemara says, Bishlamash Shlishas B'Shoel Mefurash. That's explicit. V'chi Yishal Ishme Imre Eo B'Nishra Omeis Ba'alav Inimo Shalei Mishalei. Ella Rishona B'Shomer Chinam Shniya B'Shomer Sachar Eifachana. How do you know the other two sections are talking about Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar respectively? Says the Gemara, Mistavra Shniya B'Shomer Sachar. Well, it makes sense that the Shomer Sachar is the second one. Shekin Chaye B'Gnev Aveda. Because the Shomer Sachar has a higher responsibility, so he's going to be Chayav B'Gneiv Avedas. The Gemara says, Adarabba, Rishona B'Shomer Sachar. Maybe the first one should be a Shomer Sachar, Shekein, Mishan Teshlume Kefel, B'Toin Tainas Ganav. Because the first one talks about, if Edom come that he actually stole it after claiming that it was stolen, so then he's going to be Chayav Kefel. So the Gemara said, no. As we said earlier, Afilu Achi Karna below Shvua, Adifa Mikvela Bishvua. Shomer Sachar is more stringent because he always pays Karen. Even though a Shomer Chinam would pay Kefel if he said that it was stolen and he actually has stolen it, but it's still more chomer to always pay single than to once in a while pay double. Teda, and I'll prove that to you. Ta Shoel Kol Hana Shalo, Vena Mashiach Mela Karen. A Shoel never pays Kefel, and that's considered the most chomer. But he always pays. And that's why it's going to be more chamer. Says the Gemara, Vashol kol hana shelo, v'habay mizone. What do you mean Ashoel is called kol hana shelo? All the hana is his. Doesn't he have to feed the animal? So how can he say kol hana shelo? So Gemara says three answers. The kaima ba'agam, maybe there's a swamp that he could eat from hefker. V'habay in a tira, but doesn't he have to guard it? But not their masa. Yeah, it's guarded by the watchman of the city. V'habay say malotema kol hana shelo, ela ema. Rov Hana Shalo, that's the simple understanding. He basically has all the Hana. You're right, he has to feed it. But Rov Hana Shalo, V'Bayzeim B'Sheilas Kalim, or he's talking about Kalim, meaning non-animals. You don't have to feed a cup or a watch or something that is just that you are watching. Period. So that is why we know the first one is talking about Shomer Chinam and the second one is talking about Shomer Sachar. Good. Says the Gemara. Nosi Sachar Vasachar Nishbon Al Ashrav Al Ashvu Yevel Mesa. Umeshal Mitzav Aveda Vasaganeva. Bishlam Aganeva. I know that a Shomer Sachar is Chayiv in Ganeva. Tichsivim Gonov Yiganev Meimo. Yishalim Labalav. El Aveda Minolad. How do I know that he's also Chayiv in Aveda? Doesn't say that. Titania. Im Gonov Yiganev. Double Ashon. Ein Li El Ganeva. Aveda Minayin. Tabalomer Im Gonov Yiganev. Mikom Akom. So we have a limud for Ganeva Vaveda. This works if you say double the show nose can be darshant. But if you say, we have this machlokas back in the second parak, if you say that the Torah sometimes uses double lashon, not to be medayik from Michael and Maymar, answer the Gemara, Amri b'marav a kal v'chomer. Well, we say a kal v'chomer then. Uma geneva shekrova la'ones mishalem. If geneva, which is krova la'ones, right, one pays aveda shakrova lipshia lo kol shekein. So surely aveda, which is more karov lipshia, surely he should pay the idach. And the other one says milsa dasi mikav vachomer tarach the kasav la kra. No, even so, sometimes even though you could have learned that from a kav vachomer, the pasuk will go out of its way and say it. I guess we'll have to stop there by vahashoel as we into more of the discussion. Keep in mind also the machlokes rishonim we had earlier. We discussed this back on daf mem beis. If you have a geneva ba'ones, is a Shomer Sachar going to be chayev or not? We had a machlokas rishonim about that. Do you say he's chayev for all genevas? All genevas he's chayev for. Some of the Chachmei Sfarah said that. Tosva said no. Tosva said if it's ones, it's ones. So which is the more defining characteristic, the geneva or the ones? Okay, we'll stop here.